brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last hour, I predominantly talked about transportation, how they're going to tax and trace us. And 49% of any of this new driver responsibility slave program, two tickets in 3 years, you get to pay, in some cases, thousands of dollars on top of your tickets. It's all part of a database. Guess what? It goes to a private Spanish company that's been seeded because of open payoffs. The major roads have been given to them, and then they're just going to have the little dutiful state troopers out there feeding on us in a vampiric fashion. I am just hopping mad about this, the stuff I discovered researching this last night. We've got a bunch of news here. Your phone records are for sale. No kidding. Your exact location is of your cell phone. There are companies you just go pay maybe $10. You can find out, in some cases, even cheaper, exactly where people are. Do you understand, folks? This is the new freedom. It's why I use an old cell phone that even works better than the new ones. Of course, you pay for a piece of junk, and it spies on you. You got to love the New World Order. Four-year-old boy on government no-fly list, all part of the new freedom. Homeland Security, opening your private mail now, all part of the new freedom. And there's a plan here. This is WorldNet Daily. Lock them up to die. Prison bird flu plan. Government prepares for sealed-off facilities, mass graves, men left to mercy of killer disease. That's the plan. Domestic spying issue likely to be dominant politics issue in 06. And we had listeners point that out and say they're just setting it up with a big issue. And September 11th, cleanup worker dies of lung disease, a police detective, 34 years old. A whole bunch of them are dying, and their dogs are dying. And yeah, their lungs are full of asbestos and toxins. They don't get any money. But, hey, government loves you, cops. They'll talk to you real sweet and tell you how good they are when they stab you in the back. Meanwhile, I just cry when I see how stupid we all are. It's not just you. We really are just decadent, well-paid little fat and happy creatures, you know. Well-paid little minions of the New World Order, all of us. You know, even if you're blue-collar, you still got enough in this land of milk and honey to buy all the cheeseburgers and beer you want. So our brain's pacified, and so it's on to the slave camp. We're going to break and give everybody plenty of time, so I don't want to hurry the callers. We'll go to you in the next segment, so be patient. We'll get to you. Oh, selective abortion, 10 million girls missing in India. That's the headline out of, this is an AP article, isn't it? I hate it when they put it at the bottom. Yes. No, it's French news agency, AFP. Oh, here's another one. No identity card. You could be fined $2,500. Neocon police state spreads disinfo. I want to get into that. Extra armor could have saved lives, study shows. It shows that Army commanders and Marine Corps commanders did request level 3 body armor, but were refused. And a new study by the military itself shows that 80% of Marines who have been killed in Iraq from wounds to their upper body could have survived if they had extra body armor. Those flak jackets they give them are a joke, folks. They do not. They stop maybe shrapnel and things like that. They don't stop high velocity. Only the big ceramic plates will stop a high velocity, you know, 308 round or 50 cal or things of that nature. I mean, that's common knowledge. And again, who's killing you? Your own government. They've got it. It's cheap. Full upper body. What is it about? $700, but a chest and neck guard with the plates is about $300 now. Sorry, that could go into a Swiss bank account for a politician. You're not gonna get it. But $10,000 per camera, way overpriced, like $700 hammers. Put those cameras up everywhere and track all those cell phones and keep track of all the little slaves. So we'll get into that, and impeachment chances for Bush are looming. Also an article here about Blair saying the same thing. A bunch of articles with mayors saying, oh, we're going to use all the traffic cameras to spy on you now. Hope you don't mind. Just a lot of other key articles coming up after your calls on the other side of this break as I start to get my stride here on this Monday edition here in 2006. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. There it is, a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's open phones, then we'll get into the big headline here. U.S. government sells A-bomb plans, really gives A-bomb plans to Iran. Wonder why. It's like the old Western, where the little kid, and these are based on true stories, is out there. The local regulators, the local thug enforcers, the local gold mine owner. Wow, there's some squatters coming to town. I'm sure you've seen the old Clint Eastwood movie. I mean, there were cases where they would actually kill whole towns, whole groups of squatters. Forget cases like that, but there are famous cases where they would actually, you know, throw guns down in front of them. They're standing around a little kid. They've already gunned down his daddy, and they throw that gun down. They go, I'm going to kill you. Go ahead and pick it up. And boy, they reach for that gun. Yeah, all right. And you got a bunch of Americans who can't find Iran on a map, know nothing about it, know nothing about its history, but they've got their opinion that they all need to die. As if you've got a government that'll abuse other countries, but they won't abuse you. Oh, you're real safe having a big tyrannical government, aren't you? I don't mean to be so preachy lately. I've just been really angry. I just love America. And I've been reading so much U.S. history. I've been studying so much where we came from. And I've been reading so much world history and the things governments do. I mean, I can't get away from the New World Order anywhere. I was camping this weekend, and we're going to your calls. And I was reading the National Geographic, what, their January issue? And it actually had something good in there for a change. They had the numbers of people killed by genocide. And, of course, China was the biggest. They had this graph with big pink circles kind of like an upward graph showing who killed the most. And Germany was small compared to Russia or China. China was the biggest, and, you know, actually physically murdering 30 million people. And from what I've read from a lot of different sources, that's accurate. 60 million died. The Chinese government admits that, but they only physically killed. Only physically killed 30 million people. Do you realize, folks, 30 million people is more people than live in Texas? It's almost as many people as live in California. I mean, imagine the whole state of Texas and then, say, Oklahoma together, dead, gone, murdered, killed systematically. You know, that's government. That's why I'm freaked out about government. I mean, I wouldn't trust the government if they were setting up this police state and putting out documents saying, you know, that they were going to really take care of us and be sweet to us. I'd be worried. But they're not doing that. They're saying that they're going to take your pension funds. They're saying they're going to devalue the dollar down to almost nothing. They're saying they're going to put most of us in prisons. They're saying it's going to be a literal hell. And they were saying it 30 years ago. And guess what? Almost everything they've said up until this point that they were going to have set up on the timeline has been done. China dumped the dollar last week. It's going down even further. I mean, just all of this is happening, and the average person around me doesn't want to talk about it. Everywhere I go, every restaurant, every store, everybody on the street, people I even know, hey, Alex, how about UT? Yeah, man, they won the Rose Bowl. Boy, I'm doing really good. Did you know your bank account's been devalued even more? You don't know what currency devaluation is. No, but I know all about the quarterback, Vince Young. Well, good. Wear your little UT shirt when you're homeless. You know, I mean, a private Spanish company is going to have transponders on all the roads. They're already putting them in to tax and track us. And if you speed twice in 2 years, they're going to start getting ready to fine you and fee and take your driver's license away. And, I mean, I'm really upset, folks. I mean, I'm really upset. I mean, everything we said was going to happen is happening. I mean, back when I read their documents 10 years ago, I didn't think they'd actually be able to get it done. I mean, they're really doing it. So their next document plans say once this control grid's in place, they're going to start killing us. So, I mean, this is getting serious. I know there's state troopers listening right now that are mad that I was bashing them in the last hour. When state troopers have acted amiably and professionally, even when they've arrested me at a protest, I say in my video they were professional and nice. But when you treat me bad, when you treat me like scum, when you destroy America right in front of my eyes, I get mad because I got a family and I'm upset about it. And I value freedom. Just like you value the UT horns, okay? You know, you would have got upset if your team wouldn't have won, right? You'd have drunk yourself into a stupor, most of you, and laid around crying for days over something that doesn't matter. I'm real upset about the end of America. I'm real upset right now. All right, I said I'd take calls. When police ask if you mind if they search your car, where are you going, where are you coming from? I mean, that's not America, folks. They have no probable cause. They're trying to get some probable cause. When statistically, they're more criminal than any of us, statistically. I'm not saying those guys are crooks that pull you over. I'm saying statistically, you've got more probable cause to search them than they've got to search you. And they're not officials. I'm going to say it again. I'm sick of mayors. I'm sick of these people calling themselves officials. It makes me want to puke. Okay, that's enough. We're going to move quick now through your calls. I've said my piece. I'm going to try to control myself now. I just know that I've got to go. Normally, I just pay an illegitimate ticket because this one's illegitimate. I mean, I admit when I speed. I'll tell you right now. But I don't speed when I have my family with me. And I wasn't speeding to the level this guy was saying. And I don't appreciate it. And he knows full well he just aimed his radar gun out into a mass of cars. And so... I just don't have the time to go fight this, but I have to because I'm not going to be on some point system because of the last ticket I got, which I said I was speeding. I was going to that town outside Crawford, going out there to cover that, and it went from a 65 down to like 40 just for like 200 yards, and the cop gave me a ticket, and I paid it because, you know... I wasn't speeding yesterday, but that wouldn't even have made me mad that the guy gave me an illegitimate ticket. It's that he's like, where are you going? Where have you been? Hey, man, I'm a full-grown man. I'm not a little kid. Don't you treat me like that. Ugh. All right, that's... How have we become so pathetic? Land of the free, home of the brave. My life, my job, isn't answering your questions. And because you think it's your right shows how screwed up you are. Jeff in Denver. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to comment on a couple of things real quick. Of course, if you know, anybody gets pulled over and they think that, you know, that, of course, the ticket wasn't deserving, well, you've already mentioned a couple of these points, but the when was the radar gun last calibrated? You can request the maintenance records on the radar gun, and also the training records of the officer of what training he received to use the radar gun, and, of course, the model, manufacturer, and how far he was.
He's got there was one passenger. I mean, there's two mistakes on this ticket. Got him right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there's several things you can do. And also, you know, a lot of people, if anybody out there believes that, of course, any kind of police misconduct, and when I say police, I mean when it comes to the police department, a deputy, a highway patrolman, a state police, the FBI, the ATF, a park ranger, a fish and wildlife, you know.
Oh, they're the worst.
Yeah, I mean, you would not believe there's actually some videos of police brutality. It's on freewebs.com.
Do me a favor, send it to tips at infowars.com and we'll link to it. Look, sir, I've seen video of them, a SWAT team raiding a bass boat just to check to see how long the fish are. They aim machine guns at them.
Right.
These people are completely insane. Is that the video?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, let's aim machine guns at bass boats. You people are nuts.
Yeah, there's all type of misconduct going on within the law enforcement administration, ranging from the just a regular police officer all the way up to the...
Hey, I'll tell you what freaked me out, Jeff. I read for literally 3 hours last night. I meant to go to bed early last night. I stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning. I started reading about 9. It was like 1 o'clock. My wife comes down and goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm, you know, they're doing what I normally do, and I'm reading it, and even the state transportation board's going, you can't do this. This is illegal. And the state police representatives are, "We'll do whatever we want." I mean, it's just crazy.
Exactly. And just, you know, to bring it up again, just like when I mentioned the video of conspiracy of silence, and if you do a Google search and type in conspiracy of silence, which is a child sex ring video, that reached Bush Sr., I mean, you know, next thing I know, I was surrounded by 2 FBI agents and 3 Colorado State Police officers when I was walking across the street.
Well, we know who they represent, and, yeah, that film was made for Discovery Channel and then got axed. It was actually originally made for BBC and then Discovery Channel, and I've interviewed the lawyers involved, the head of the Republican Party from Nebraska, and all of it, and it was all documented. People went to jail over it. It's not like it's hypothetical.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, I mean, you know, just because Bush Sr. was connected to it, and, you know, of course, Bush Jr. being the president, again, conspiracy of silence. If you type in a Google search, you can actually watch the video on the Internet. And
of all these witnesses and others. Well, I know this.
Exactly.
I mean, for people that doubt this, I mean, they admit they do all this weird stuff in coffins at Yale, and they do it as old men at Bohemian Grove. And, folks, I've been there. I mean, these people are nuts.
Exactly.
They said people don't understand. We've got psychotic nuts running our country.
Oh, yeah, and the skull and crossbones. And I don't know that much about the Bohemian Grove, but the skull and crossbones is, you know, there's a lot more to that than what people think. And, you know, this is...
Sir, you haven't seen my film, The Order of Death?
Actually, I haven't seen that one. I've seen most of your films, Alex.
You need to get... Now, we have Order of Death and Dark Secrets, both films together on one DVD, price of one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everybody needs to get that. It's my newest video, and, of course, I don't even hardly plug videos anymore. I'm so busy. So I'm getting angrier and angrier, because it's all coming down, Jeff. I mean, I'm seeing it all get set up, and it just tears my guts out.
Well, one of the things that you've talked about over the years, Alex, is talking about a police state, and that is completely true. Even 6 months ago, I can't remember what news agency it was, but there was a news agency that was talking about the FBI and the NSA basically doing, you know, saying, well, this is what's going to be happening. And they basically predicted what's happening right now 6 months ago back
yeah,
in
all
June.
Of this is a rollout. They, you know, they minimize, oh, we listened to 18,000 phone calls from overseas to here. It's admitted that the FBI uses OnStar without warrants to listen to people. They're using the cell phones. They're tracking everything. I mean, that's public.
Oh, yeah, they're violating civil rights every day. It's
look,
amazing.
Every time they do it, they're felons. Listen, the lion's share of the crimes by the government. And then they're not fit to be a toilet attendant. I mean, it's just most of these people are pure scum. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Government doesn't have the moral authority to do anything. I mean, they admittedly have tested chemical, biological, radiological weapons on us thousands of times. Declassified. Kill us. They'll just kill us. Oh, we just kill you, but we're your government. Trust us. They have been engaging in just so many crimes, so many acts of terrorism. I mean, I had two different CIA moguls on last week, and I said, did our government carry out terror attacks in Iran to blame it on Mossadegh to remove that government? Yes, they did. Did our government carry out this terror attack? Yes, they did. Did the government carry out that terror attack? Yes, they did. Oh, but we don't do that now. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, folks. I got to hurry now. People have been holding forever. Adam in California, then Tim, Hal, Eddie, and many others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Adam.
Last week, I heard you talking about the David Letterman, Bill O'Reilly interview.
Yes, we played a clip of it.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got the chance to see that interview in its entirety.
No, I just saw the internet clip.
Yeah, well, it was pretty revealing because first thing that Letterman asks O'Reilly when he comes out is, how was your Christmas? And O'Reilly responds with, yeah, I had a good winter solstice. And then the interview continues. And then at the end of the interview, if my eyes did not mistake me, which I don't believe they did, Letterman applies a Masonic grip to O'Reilly.
Oh, I mean, I said last week that was staged. Well, I think you're bad, O'Reilly, but the troops do need to stay there, and we need to support them by keeping them in the meat grinder. So, see, they create that false fight, but then they both agree on the same thing, but only on the surface disagree. But they always flash that. Oh, it's a good solstice. Oh, there, let me shake your hand this way. And it's all just a big joke to them. But if somebody's got a tape of it, send it to me. We'll post it.
Well, I'm trying to get video of it, and I'll try to edit something together for you.
You're the man. How can I be the man if you're the man, Adam? Anything else?
That's about it.
God bless you. I appreciate you holding to tell us that. That's important information. No, I could tell it was staged. I mean, I like David Letterman. He's a talented guy, but they don't put him up there for nothing. I mean, the guy's inside the loop. Tim in Florida, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I hear you got a ticket. So if you check out peoples-rights.com, and if you have this guy on your show, he can explain to you the definition of drive and vehicle and about the contract code numbers.
I know all about it. It started with commercial vehicles. Oh, we can't let those trucks ruin our roads that you pay for. Let's give them a license and tax them. And then it turned into a privilege for trucks and then the privilege for everybody else. It's like cops are now saying, and I see it in literature, that the Second Amendment is a privilege. Well, no, it's not, but if they can get enough of us, textbooks say that now. Enough of us believe in that. They can, quote, restrict a privilege.
Well, Alex, if you do a mutual response letter and send it to the court, the hearing will not even be on the docket.
Well, I know that works sometimes in some municipalities, but I'll go in there and beat him on mistakes he made on the ticket. You know, if he even shows up, and I'll give him, okay, sir, did I? Because I read the ticket and I looked at him because I knew they were recording it. And see, I'll use that as evidence. I said, my children are in the car. And I looked at him and I looked back at the ticket. Now, I wasn't going to do him any favor. I was just getting him on his own tape. And I just said, thank you very much. And there's another mistake on there, too, I'll leave under my hat. But a little ace in the hole. But, it's just buffoonery. I mean, well, officer, how can you say you knew it was me that you radared if you can't even figure out who's in a car you looked in?
One more thing, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Notice of acceptance, oath of office.
That I know document. Most of them knowingly don't take their oath so they can engage. These judges can engage in all forms of crime. A lot of them do. But a lot of them just say that's a formality and ignore it, though it's not a formality. I know it's a crime. They don't care. They're criminals.
Well, you can sue an officer for perjury, for violation of oath.
Oh, claiming that he's an officer when he isn't an officer.
Well, he takes the oath to uphold the Constitution. He just violated your rights.
Maybe I should videotape the whole process, how I file the suit and all that. It's not that it's worth it individually, but, yeah, maybe I should sue him for that. Maybe he hadn't done his oath, and even if he runs out and gets it now, it's too late.
Sue for breach of oath and treason and perjury because he violated your constitutional rights, freedom of passageway, and he gave you a contract code number, and that's not a law. That's a contract code number, section number, title. And he committed perjury. You can sue the officer. I'd sue him for $500,000. Just the officer, not the police department.
For
the officer.
For false arrest.
Yes, because he violated your rights. Freedom of passageway. By giving you a ticket. That is a title, section number. It's not a law. And
I know,
and
that's
you
why
can
they
sue
ask
him
you to,
for perjury.
Yeah, they don't need a murderer to sign something to prosecute him. It is contract law. And listen, cops, I don't care if you don't know that. I do. I've got your own code, as the listener's saying. I've got your own Department of Transportation, the board, saying what you're doing is wrong. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The whole thing operates through color of law admiralty. And that's a fact. I don't care if you're ignorant and don't know it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All over the country, this is what's happening. The government didn't ask you. They didn't tell you. They just put up cameras to face scan your face, cameras to read your license plate and instantly run your record. They put in radio readers to read transponder strips that are going to be in the inspection stickers and in the registration stickers. And they're going to tax you per mile unbelievable amounts of money. I mean, people will revolt against this. I mean, we're talking conservatively. I kept reporting $3,800. That was numbers from a couple of years ago. The new numbers are in that Corridor Watch has gotten. It's now been in the newspapers. We're talking $5,000-$6,000 a year in Texas alone. And then when you get pulled over and you get this point system for speeding, which they're going to use the transponders for, every time you'll, quote, get caught because of the radio readers, you know, knowing how fast you went from point to point and getting that average speed, then you will just rack up massive points. It's just so horrible. And then the points go to the private Spanish company that's administering the toll roads. And again, these are not new roads. They are simply taking the highways and slapping toll reader antennas on them. And so that's why I get mad at you. I mean, you're busy in a love fest, all decked out in burnt orange. Just everybody's, I know, is walking around with a big smile on their face. It's like a cult or something going, the horns, my team. Alex, why are you so upset the horns won? And I'm like, well, that's just great. Get your priorities straight. Football comes after everything else is in order. Then fine, go enjoy yourselves. Believe me, if my life was in order, which it's not, and it's in more order than most people I know, then I'd be at a football game, but not until my life's in order. Not until this country's in order. It's called setting your priorities. And all these cops here thinking, I'm a good person. I'm just out helping people. Well, a lot of you do, quote, help people, but the system itself is corrupt, and you don't know your head from a hole in the ground, just like the general public, and you're carrying out a corrupt system, a corrupt design. You're part of a corrupt operation against the American people, period. Period. Nothing is more criminal, nothing is more sneaky, nothing is more dastardly and backstabbing and engaging in subterfuge than the government. And that isn't just the founding fathers, that's the philosophers, that's common sense, that's history, that's the facts. So just stop telling me how great you are. That's all this broadcast is doing, is saying stop it. And try to tell the people, stop sucking your thumbs and get involved. Now, I'm moving quick through the calls now because I got a bunch of news I want to get to. Two audio clips I want to play and just a lot more. I've got to get more into news mode. I'm just ranting about the control grid, but nobody else seems to talk about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Hal in Florida. Hal, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I know you want to go fast, and I know you always tell people to fight, fight, don't roll over for anything, and I don't know what you're going to do about this, but I have won a radar ticket, and what you need to do, and I hope you'll listen, give me the time, you need to check their radar calibration date. You need to get the badge number and the training record of the officer that give you the ticket. If he was the one, not the one running the radar, then you need both people, whoever wrote you the ticket, if he was different from the man in the radar. You need to get the license, FCC license certificate on that particular radar. Not any others, but that one.
And it's simple. They won't provide one of those three things, and the case is out.
Okay. Then what you do is you ask for a postponement for getting the information that you need to fight the case.
Now, who do I make that request through? I mean, do I go to the first court hearing and then in writing request it, or do I do that by letter now?
Well, you should start those proceedings of getting information right away, as quickly as you can. And
you know, we should all fight this, especially with these new point systems. You don't have
morally, Alex. You should personally, because you have for years. I've been listening to you, and you've been telling everybody fight, fight. They put their self on the line. I think you should do it. In fact, I'll have to pay for your defense.
Well, listen, I sued a nonprofit corporation in the city and just spent $10,000 earlier last year fighting these people, and I defeated them, and they found a bunch of fraud. A bunch of people are probably going to go to jail. So, I mean, I do fight them. I caught fraud going on down at the Capitol and had the newspaper attack me. I mean, I've been fighting them. But, no, I think I'm going to fight this and videotape it.
Alex?
Yes.
You don't even need a lawyer when you go to that first court, because it's a kangaroo court anyway. They're going to, unless you beat them right there. I did not have a lawyer when I went to the first one. And the first thing you want to make very clear in their mind is that you, if you lose, you will appeal. And then you got a certain time to appeal. So if you lose, appeal. Now,
isn't my first rodeo. I've twice before, a decade plus ago, when I had time to do such things, I just I go in there and fight them, and I go in there and ask. I've done all this.
That's important, though, because that officer's got to go to the local circuit court. He's not going to be in his little city court there. He's going to have to go somewhere else on your appeal, and he's going to have to do it all through your
It's simple. If all of us start doing this, we will weight them down and crush their system. But if we all just go along with it, I agree. They're going to make me drive up to Belton, and that's fine. You're right. I'm going to drag them all over. They can't beat they can beat the rap, but they can't beat the ride.
Well, I won mine, and I'd like to hear one good thing from Alex Jones, and that is he won his, and that's That's about all I'd like to say.
Well, hell, I hear you. Listen, let me ask you a question. I appreciate your good advice. I know it's good advice. I know it's real advice. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you don't think we're talking about enough positive things on the show?
Well, I have seen you tell people to fight something when they're really on the line. I even know some people that are probably in prison now that I hear you talk about, that they just sort of disappear there because they did fight. But it's important that we fight, and it's important that we win, and you can win this.
No, I agree.
Now, I have a Federal Communications General Radio Telephone License, and I've had many years of experience in radar in the Navy, and they are, for instance, like if it was raining on the day that you got your ticket, that would be a factor. The fact that he was pointing down a lane where there was other cars, he could easily been clocking a car other than your car.
There were swarms of cars around me.
Well, there is a good defense right there. If he makes any mistake, what you want to be sure to do is prove he made a mistake, any mistake.
Well, I've already got him saying there was one passenger.
Well, what you then do at that point is you tell the judge, we now know that this officer can make a mistake, and what I'm saying here, he did make a mistake. I was not doing what he said, and we've already proved that he can and did make a mistake on record. And
let me ask you a question, Hal. Do you think I'm wrong? Because I really have been trying to control myself, and I frankly am getting to the point where I can't. I'm getting madder and madder and madder about what's happening in this country. So, I mean, it's not histrionics. It's not done for display. This is not an act. I'm really getting mad.
Well, Alex, it's past time to get mad. And I'm an old man. It don't matter in years to me. But frankly, I don't think that the people out there are worthy to be free. And I've heard you say that because they won't fight. And I want to see somebody fight. I'll fight. But I can't win by myself. You can't win by yourself. We have to have a different attitude among the citizens.
Well, that's why we were so free in this country, because people didn't put up with that. I mean, you know, that officer doesn't understand why I got mad at him wanting to, you know, to search my car. I mean, it's such a raping. I mean, I'm out there being raped. It's the Fourth Amendment.
Make it to appeal. That's your main
thing.
Get it out of there.
He didn't search the car, and I didn't tell him where I was going or where I'd come from. I just said, no, I'm not going to answer your questions. No.
Well, flood them now with requests for information like registration and license numbers for that particular radar, the specific training record for that officer.
How does that work in one of these little courts? I mean, even though I'm not in the court yet, so
well,
I don't
know. If they don't give it to you, that in itself is, you know, send it certified mail, make copies, and if they don't send you that information, then you can simply go in and say, well, I haven't received the information that I need for my defense.
Hey, what do you think of the fact that in this article it says that half the money, or 49%, is going to this private Spanish company?
Well, I believe it. I believe it, and I'm sure it's true.
It's right here. I've got it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe it. It's just always is even worse than I thought. It's just,
the whole country is a corporation. You know that.
They say we are doing business. This is our. It says business over and over again in here.
Right, we're doing business as a corporation, United States corporation.
I get mad at these police, but most of them are just like the general public. They have no clue. We've been living as slaves so long, they just don't even know.
Alex, you go into a little town, the first thing you see is a sign that says corporate limits. You can convince people that a city is a corporation. But you find it a hard time convincing people that the United States is also a corporation and that they are treating you as a corporation. And but if you put that into appeal, you can cause them so much trouble. There's no way they can collect enough money on your little fine to go through that process.
Well, that's why they're trying. Look, they've got the personal recognizance bond. Where, and this has been on the news, they've said on local CBS, you're now guilty and proven innocent. They arrest people now here for not wearing a seatbelt, and they ask you to sign a form with 9 crimes you've committed on the back, and to take thousands of dollars in courses. I mean, this country is
just...
If
you signed that ticket, you probably did that already, but that's
unbelievable. I don't know. I mean, look...
You did it under duress.
Well, obviously.
So you're going to have to fight it. And as I say, the chances are whatever you do in that first court downtown is not going to matter too much anyway unless you win. Now, if you win, you present a good enough case. I presented a good enough case. I won on
one. Well, in my two cases here in Austin a decade plus ago, they kept trying to get me to plea bargain. And I just said, no. And they said, dismissed. I mean, it's not. I mean, usually they got so many fools who'll just roll over that they don't. See, I talked to so many people who were innocent of crimes, you name it, and they still plea bargain when they could beat it.
Well, that's the name of the game. You've got to also appeal it if you have to.
Well, I mean, look, you can argue with last time I got a ticket, I paid it because I really was speeding. But then you can even debate all of that. I mean, the guy's wrong on top of it. Well, I don't want to talk about it all day. It's just
Anyway, those are the things that you're going to need, and you need them all down on paper, and you just present them and then make it well known. Your key act is to make sure that they know you will and you intend to appeal, and you have to do that.
Yeah, it's simple. It's simple. You tell that company that you may get your pieces of silver, but then I'm going to end up making sure you spend 10 times that much to get them. Thanks for the call. I really do appreciate it. And that's what it's all about, folks. It's just so crazy that all this is going on. It's not. It's the fact that they want to. Where have you been? Where are you going? That's not freedom, folks. You shouldn't have to answer somebody's questions. And they shut up as soon as you don't answer them. And don't sit there and suck your thumb and feel sorry for yourselves, police. You're out of control. You're where the rubber meets the road in this new world order. Eddie in England, thanks for holding. Welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Alex. I was once again trying to draw a parallel between the things that are happening in America and the things that have already happened here. As regards to the way you were pulled over, what happened to you, we had here Blair and his cronies and crooks pass a law that overpowered what is known as common law. And I believe the American Constitution took up common law, something that cannot be...
No, some regulation by some two-bit thug who calls himself an official or an authority does not trump the Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Constitution, things of that nature.
Yeah. And what I was trying to put over was Blair and his cronies... tried to bypass that.
Yeah, they're now saying that if you drop a piece of trash, they're going to arrest you. Anything and everything is going to be arrestable. Look, until a few years ago, it wasn't like that here in the U.S., and they swore, oh, we're just going to give you warning tickets for seatbelts, and then a lady driving home stops at her mailbox, gets out, and they admit that she just about 100 yards without it, and they just took her to jail, and then when her doctor husband protested it on national TV, this has been on local news, the cops went to his house and actually beat him up on his front doorstep. Charged him. Oh, yes.
It's indicative of police state. We've got one here, Alex.
Have to tell me. I was bullhorning Parliament, and they kept trying to stop me from bullhorning, and they gave me a ticket. But said, it's not illegal what you're doing, but we're putting you in a database.
That's right. And as regards local authorities being given powers, which I guess is the same as what's happening to you with your license thing, they say we're going to give you a penalty over and above the law that we decide that you will have.
Well, it's like this unconstitutional jive where if you refuse a breathalyzer, which is your Fifth Amendment right, they instantly take your license. They're not allowed to do that.
Alex, what we got here is a man called Roger DeCritton, who went back into our common law and found that these authorities, police or any other, who try to fine you or give you a penalty or forfeiture in any way was illegal. You are allowed to go to the court. And at least when you're in the court, you can argue against illegal.
Yeah, now they're trying to automatically say that you don't get to go to court.
Yeah, and what we got here in the UK is here is your fine for speeding. £30. If you dare not pay it, it will be £60, and if you go to court, it will be £120.
Yeah, they're conditioning you to go ahead and pay it. Well, I mean, here's an example. My clock said 5 o'clock. It is about 4 minutes fast in my car. I park downtown. It's literally, I run in and pay a bill. I run back out, and there is a ticket that says $4.59. Now, that meter reader individual had to see me pull up, had to run over, and just no basic connection to reality. It's $15 if I pay it now, $30 if I wait. If I pay it early, it's $15. $30 if I wait more, if I fight it. It's amazing. Good points, Eddie. Thanks for the call. I know I've been ranting about this now for hours. It's just, but it ties into so many facets, and you notice the caller want to talk about it as well. So we'll come back and take more of your calls and continue. There's so much news coming up. Our government giving the A-bomb secrets to Iran. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Don't worry, they'll give you a ticket, though.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets. Foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Coming up in the next hour, I've got a little 3-minute clip from back during the Watergate hearings. And they're questioning some of the individuals involved. And the Congress is actually going back over past statements and showing how they were contradicting themselves and talking about the Fourth Amendment. See, something that you don't hear today. I mean, if you've just got a memory, it's amazing. And there's another clip of Bush in a military hospital making jokes about how he's been wounded, too, by a cedar tree on his ranch, that hit him in the head. I mean, it's just... just a cavalier attitude. I want to dovetail that with the military's own admission that 80% of the casualties in Iraq with the Marine Corps alone would have been averted if it had level 3 body armor that's been around for, I don't know, what, 15 years? And it's not even that heavy to have basic, I mean that's just with a basic chest armor, a couple more pounds of weight. And they did request it, by the way, and they were told, no, you don't get that $300 body armor. Here's a joke flak jacket that might stop some shrapnel from the IED if you're not too close to it. Because, I mean, high velocity stuff just goes right through it. But that's a side issue. We're going to go to Andrew, Dave, and Phil, and Jason, and Don, and others. And we'll continue with calls into the next hour. I always say I'm going to try to hurry through the callers, but they're all so good. They bring up so many good points. A lot of Big Brother news, as well as economic news, and what's happening with the wildfires now spreading into Arkansas and Colorado. It's really dry here, folks. It is just amazing. Briefly, haven't plugged it yet today. I haven't had time to get rid of the Christmas slash first week of January specials. After the show today, after the broadcast, I'm going to try to get in there. I got work piled high, but I'm going to try to come up with new specials and some new deals. But believe me, they're not going to be as ridiculously good as 5-plus months free, 5.3 months, you want to get technical, of PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my films, my weekly TV reports, my special reports that aren't quite as bombastic as the radio show, all of my best radio show audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films and TV reports. It's all up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Just amazing. It's just real information, download, burn CDs of all the films and the books and all the materials there. It's just a really great deal. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. And we have monthly subscriptions. Go get a $5.95 a month subscription, or get 5-plus months free. Get a yearly subscription, and that will be gone probably today. I've just got to do it. We've got to get in there and change it back to the regular deal. It's always excellent as well. And all of your purchases make this broadcast and what we do here possible. If you want to find out about how the elite are a bunch of devil worship and trash, I mean, it's admitted, but it's kind of a public secret. You know, see the evidence for yourself of the just outright public devil worship of most of our leaders. They're just a bunch of Satanists. I mean, is that surprising to you? It's called The Order of Death, my new film. When you get it, you get the updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the original film when I infiltrated back in 2000, now 6 years ago, about now 5.5 years ago. It was in the middle of 2000. And you get that on the same DVD or VHS. Two films, price of one, Order of Death. Get Martial Law. It's my best film. Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. It needs to be seen. You need to have Martial Law. And we got deals where you get a second copy of that for a huge discount when you buy one copy. American Dictators, a bunch of big specials running right now at Infowars.com. Or call toll-free to get the videos at 1-888-253-3139. Take advantage of that in the twilight of those specials that we have right now. And then in closing for this hour, we have a new sponsor, which I've got to get in and cut new ads for today. Great folks, Cal Ben Pure Soap. And they're just amazing folks. There's a big banner on Infowars.com on the left-hand side. Triple concentrate, no toxins, no poisons, not the stuff that's in regular water. You'll save a lot of money, and it's made right here in America. So be sure to go to Infowars.com and click through on that banner and check it out. We'll be back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.